Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
And we are back.
We're back.
For the new year, 2021, looking good, feeling good.
Gosh, was that refreshing just to have a new year?
Well, yeah.
I did. Hasta luego, 2020.
I enjoyed kissing my mother at midnight.
Literally.
Literally. But we had a very small, little, quaint New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
Graham and his girlfriend, you and your boyfriend, and me and Nana.
Yes.
Voila.
Nana can hang, I tell you what.
I mean, she's 86.
She blows me away. Every time that we see her, it's like she's Benjamin Button. She's going backwards. She just keeps getting younger. She can stay up later than I can.
That was not a good look for Benjamin, though, so let's hope that doesn't really happen. No, but she's amazing. And so we kicked off 2021 in new fashion. But so that's celebrating that all ended. And January 2nd, we jumped on a different train.
Pretty abruptly.
the dry train.
Dry January. We're doing it.
Sydney had this idea because she's heard it and she thought it was going to be trendy and fun to do. So she twisted my arm, into doing this too.
So dry January, you are not supposed to drink alcohol. Here's the thing. I feel like this year, out of all the years ever, we don't have really things going on. This should be the easiest year. We don't have a lot of excuses. So yeah, there's a Buckeye game
coming
up.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
But other than that, can you think of a legitimate party time in January?
There's a lot going on in January. The Bachelor started again.
True, and it's so good.
And that's usually a glass of wine occasion with the girls all talking.
Does that go into February?
Yes, it
does.
Okay,
so we'll be all right.
Well, I'm sure I'll feel better, look better, all the way around. It's just good, you know, to do this.
It is.
I know. I know. I'm doing it. Because you told me to. So we have dry January. Maybe other people, if you've done that too, let us know on our Facebook page. Because I know a lot of people do that. It's really not a big deal.
Well, then there's the people that say, hey, we're in a global pandemic. If I want a glass of wine, I'm having a glass of wine.
Right. And the doctors do say one glass of wine and, you know, like a handful of nuts, healthy for you. Your grandma and grandpa did it all the time.
And look at Nana. She's Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Huh.
Would you like to consult with the jury before you make our final ruling on this?
No, we're sticking to it.
I know we are. So I guess there's another way that we can do this better. And we're going to come back and talk about what is the water challenge. And yes, if we're going to take away one beverage, we should be upping another. So you can do that challenge too. We'll be right back. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Diet Pepsi.
Oh, bubbly, don't you mean, today?
I do mean it.
Because we are on Sober January, and we found that drinking a good beverage, a tasty beverage,
a bubbly beverage,
a smart way to not feel deprived if you two are taking the dry January sober challenge. Sydney came up with this.
And you have some kind of substitute. What's this challenge you're talking about?
Well, there is also a hydration challenge underway. So many challenges. It's exhausting. But this is how you can get more water in your life.
Okay.
And by doing that, it's supposed to also help in so many other ways.
Gotcha. Tips for how?
Well, how to do it.
Or is it just what I should do?
Well, in general, you should do. But you got to kind of set a goal for yourself every day so you are mindfully drinking water. Or you can eat foods that incorporate a lot of water. You know?
Yeah.
Vegetables. I've heard of them. They sound delicious. Fruitises.
Does not sound like cheese.
Did you know even eggs are a good place to start?
For water?
Yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
I don't want to think about
it. Well, not the gooey egg. Don't do that. But we need a lot of water. I always heard it was 8.5 cups of water a day for like a 2,000 calorie a week. No.
A week?
No. 2,000 calories.
Are you an ant?
2,000 calorie a day person's diet. You need 8.5 cups of water. So now they're saying with the challenge, you need to up that. This is a serious challenge here. 11.4 cups for a woman during this time. And you should try to drink that daily. 11.4 cups.
Okay.
11.3 cups. One more. That was a good one. That might be 11.1.
Yeah, I think we, that was a big gulp.
No, but that is what they say you should be doing to be truly well hydrated. Guys, you need 3.7 liters. You do the math. I know that's a lot more than 11.4. Women need 2.7 liters of water.
Have you seen those water bottles that are probably bigger than a gallon, but they almost look like a hydro flask, like one of those nice bottles, but it's just mega, mega bottle.
No.
I think I saw one, I think, don't quote me people, at JCPenney, but I know someone that has one and she drinks out of it.
Religiously.
Religiously.
Is and her skin I am really like pretty?
Glistening. And I'm like, how do you get through that much water and not turn into a puddle?
Well, no, I would be on the toilet all day.
Oh,
I
think,
for something like that.
Yeah.
This is going to be a tough challenge for me. 11.4 cups
you're
of
doing
water
it
a day. I'm going to be at least more conscious of the fact. And like they already say, you know, if you're already feeling dehydrated, you're past the point.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be feeling dehydration.
I'm laughing. So this past weekend when I was drinking my shower water because I said I was so thirsty.
She literally said that.
I came downstairs during the holiday and I was like, oh, gosh, I'm so thirsty. I just drank my shower water. That's probably a good sign that I'm dehydrated.
Maybe. I think the worst part was you were laying down and it was going through the drain at the time.
No.
No. Either way. Yeah. So make it a conscious decision. That could be just what, you know, people are making resolutions. That's an easy one, I think. Just try to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling if you drink more water, you're likely to drink less of other beverages, especially the alcoholic variety.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wow. Basic math. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com. Happy New Year.
Thank you. It's the first time you've told me that.
Not so happy?
Well, I mean, I'm fine. I'm doing my first part, I guess it's my attempt at a resolution, is the dry January you got me into.
You're welcome.
Yes. Look how soft and luxurious my skin is.
Looks dehydrated.
Just a little. But so doing that, oh, you know what I want to do? For my resolution, because, mm-hmm. you know, everybody goes, I want to, you know, that we all go, I want to lose some weight. I want to work out more, blah, 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 blah. I want to live more intentionally. I know it's really like I've been listening to Deepak Chopra or something, mm-hmm. but I don't because, or Oprah, haven't heard her say this recently.
Okay.
It's just, I feel like we all go so fast that, you know, before you know it, your 24 hours in a day is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what did I do today that was like intentional and not reactionary because I had to do it?
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is yet.
Okay.
I know it's all right now. I just have a word and a theme, but that's a goal. That's what I hope to do in 2021.
That's good.
Thank you.
Like it.
Well, thank you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, we want to make it stick.
That's
for
important.
You.
Okay.
I want your intentionality to stick.
Okay. How do we
so
do that?
So Real Simple came out with an article, couple tips, how to make your resolution stick. I like them. The first one.
Okay.
Develop a mightier mantra. They're basically saying what you tell yourself all the time is what you're going to believe.
I agree.
So if you tell yourself,
I miss wine.
You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. And if you say, I don't really have a purpose. I don't know. I'm going through the motions. That's what you're going to believe. So I like that.
All right.
Ditch those mantras.
Give yourself some new ones.
Some mightier ones.
Okay.
Anticipate your distractions.
Oh, there's so many.
What is going to get you into those old habits? You need to identify them up front.
The Bachelor.
So, yeah.
Watching that.
But it's so good.
Uh-huh.
But.
All right.
Aside from, you know, dry January for your intentions,
mm-hmm.
maybe to keep you on track, you need a journal or
a vision board.
Yes.
I want to do a vision board.
I do too.
But I have
Let's
to
do
I
that.
Can't do one on my phone because I'm someone who needs to have like visually like a poster or a day planner or something that I can hold, I can look at.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just scroll.
I agree. Let's do that.
Okay.
Oh,
do you have any magazines?
I've never done it.
Yeah, we need to cut magazines. I have some highlights for children over there if you want.
I have some newspaper. That'll be good.
Okay.
How about mark each day that you do show up? So if you have a successful day, mm-hmm. give yourself that little tick mark of satisfaction.
Okay.
So you kind of make it a game.
Like
or
for
you're keeping
instance,
track.
If you're going to start working out with a group or something,
right.
give yourself that little pat
right.
on the back. Okay.
For those things that you do need a reservation for, like working out or something, book it in advance.
Oh.
Don't just go week by week.
Yeah.
Get ahead of it. Do it now. Buy the membership. Get yourself in there.
Okay.
I like this one, which I mentioned writing things down, but they say to write it down in all caps, all capitals.
That just seems angry to me.
I want to do it. I have, the last couple years, done a journal about my intentions, actually, for the upcoming year. But I haven't done like a vision board or anything super, super specific that I want to accomplish. So let's do it.
Mm-hmm. How big do you want that diamond ring on your vision board to be? It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by North Star Family Dental, northstarfamilydental.com.
They look to be in good shape over there.
They do.
We have been watching them.
We've been watching them.
I like their Instagram. It's
yes,
very good.
Yes.
Very good. Anyway, you know, for people who are thinking it's time to grasp on to a diet, but you're at that crossroads. You've done a little digging to find out which diets are actually worth it.
Yeah, I think on a lot of people's list for the new year is new year, new them. They want to shed a couple pounds. So CNN came out with some of the best diets for 2021. And then there is a gold medalist. And it has been gold for 4 years in a row.
Well,
I didn't know this.
Start with the bronze medal and then the silver.
You know, I don't know the ranking.
Oh, I don't really care.
Actually, it's tied for silver.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Have you ever heard of the DASH diet?
Yes, I have, but I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. It stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension.
Okay.
No idea. And the Flexitarian diet. This one's kind of cool. I know a couple flexitarians.
Okay, what is that?
You are basically a vegetarian almost all the time, but it's flexible enough to allow you to eat a burger or whatever every now and again.
Well, how can you be a vegetarian and have a burger?
I know. Don't vegetarians like not like
they
burgers?
They don't like meat. That's
that is kind of weird. Now
I mean,
that
there's,
you say it.
There's pescatarian, and that's you can eat fish, but the rest of it's basically a vegetarian diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So flex, are you sure flex isn't, you're just supposed to like look in a mirror and flex your arms?
Well, that would get you toned. You could try that and eat a burger at the same time. But those two diets and then the gold medalist, which we're saving till the end of this bit. So hang on, people, have a couple things in common. They're stress reducing or they eliminate processed foods completely.
Okay.
And they focus on meals full of fruits, vegetables, beans, lentils, whole grains, nuts, and seeds.
Which is smart.
I mean, sounds very healthy.
It all makes so much sense.
Hello. If you can't read the ingredients or pronounce them, it's not good for you.
But it's not pickle-flavored Doritos.
Oh, those are good. What do you think is the gold medalist?
It's got to be the same. You said 4 years in a row.
4 years in a row.
The Mediterranean diet.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes.
ding.
Yes.
The Mediterranean diet was the number one diet.
Well, you're very familiar with that.
Well, I was raised on the Mediterranean diet.
Yes.
I ate fish and nuts with my hands, caught them in the pond. You think I'm joking? I mean, that's a little extreme. But you did raise me on like capers and Kalamata olives. And
yes. And
really,
you're welcome.
Really tangy things. A lot of balsamic vinegar. Like, no wonder I had a six pack after my gymnastics class. It's coming home to salmon. And
you were four. You were kind of scary.
Little baby Hulk.
Right.
Man, I was healthy.
You were healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're still healthy. You eat well.
I do.
I fell off the deep end.
Yeah. Once we started incorporating cheese, we didn't look back.
Oh, cheese. But see, you can eat cheese on a Mediterranean diet.
Feta.
Yes.
Fancy cheese.
Goat cheese.
Not Velveeta.
Doggone it. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Avola Lanza Hair Studios.
So not sure if you saw this. Hilaria Baldwin, whose real name, by the way, is Hillary. But she
classic mix up
is the wife of Alec Baldwin. And she's been under fire for allegedly posing as a Spaniard. She denies this, but posing as a Spaniard all her life, even though it is revealed she is a full-blown American born and raised in Massachusetts. Oops. She even spoke with a Spanish accent to complete her transformation all this time.
She should have been the actress.
Incredible. Now, her high school classmates were the ones that tipped people off, and that ended her charade she's been playing. And then when you look deeper into it, because at first, when we first talked about this, we're like, how would you keep that up? And why didn't her parents ever say, you know, your name is Hillary, not Hilaria?
I mean, I have no idea. And I was amazed how long it took for this story to break. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, to your point about her parents not ratting her out, but even just her high school friends.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, someone from her childhood to be like, what? You're from our neighborhood.
That's how it eventually happened, though. Someone did. But then I've heard her interviews recently, and she is denying that she ever did that, like, purposefully. That she just admires the Spanish culture so much. But I heard the one podcast where she said, when I came to this country.
What?
Yes. So weird. How can you deny that?
Oh, that's a little cuckoo.
Okay. So I thought that was a little odd too. But it's called cultural appropriation. And it's a thing. And this is when people want so desperately to associate themselves with another country or another mm-hmm. culture that they take on accents and mannerisms and
so
as though they were born or they lived in another country.
It does really up your cool factor.
Wouldn't you think?
If you have an accent. I think. I've given it a go a couple times.
I think I've seen you do this before. I'm trying to remember where it was, but yeah, you tend to do this though when you're out with the girls, I think.
I do. Mm-hmm. I will take on an accent when cocktails are involved,
well,
maybe.
Why?
At a bar setting.
You think it ups
because
your game.
I have had people fall for it. No, I just think it's fun. It's like you take on a different, I'll say my name's whatever, whoever.
Yeah.
You take on a different persona, but most of the time I'm Australian.
Oh, okay, that's
and my name's
good.
Sydney. But with a C, you know, you want to mix it up a little bit. But then, do you hear that? It's a little bit English. That's why it works best at a bar, because most people can't pick up on the absolute mess of an accent.
You're actually doing a good job.
Thanks.
Wow.
I'm back.
Shoot.
Wasn't that way
we
cooler?
We lost you for a minute. But yeah, so I can remember when Madonna, back in like the 90s, when she got married to Guy Ritchie, and he's a director from England.
Mm-hmm.
She moved there, and all of a sudden, Madonna had a British accent. Madonna from Michigan.
Yeah.
From outside of Detroit.
Yeah.
Or I think it was Lansing, but she had a British accent. And you heard it in all of the interviews she did. So maybe she felt like the British, you know, that influence gave her, like, I don't know, a little stuffiness or a little class that she didn't have before.
I think so.
I've decided to take on the persona of a little-known rainforest tribe. They communicate by clicking.
Oh.
So I tend to just, like, I do this in bars, too. I'll just sit down and start a conversation with someone and just, like.
Do the facial expressions come with it?
They do. And you're very good at that too. You're like a linguist.
I'm your offspring.
You're a linguist. So up until now, no one's called me out on it because I'm not sure they do speak click. But
you have a name for it.
No, there is a name for it, and I can't remember because it's truthfully something. Oh boy, is it something! It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by the Wesley Communities. WesleyCommunities.com.
You can get your hairs did. In a Wesley community.
They have all the amenities.
But are they doing the perms? Because you're telling me perms are back?
Perms are back.
They're so smelly.
They are stinky stink.
Are they still?
Well, there's different versions now. Cosmopolitan came out with an article that they're back. They're back and booming, but maybe not as high and tight as they used to be.
I heard it's big for men again.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the Matthew McConaughey kind of curly cues?
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Do you?
I like the curls.
Okay.
I do. But there's all kinds of perms now. We've upped our technology. So some of them are just for, you know, texture, body. Mm-hmm. Others are for that curl.
That tight curl.
That we're used to. But the first one is just, I guess, kind of the standard traditional plastic perm rods, smelly, mm-hmm. that give you the softer.
Tighter, probably.
Yes, you're correct. I'm not a perm expert. Then you have the softer, looser perms to create more movement and texture.
Okay.
For fine, flat, maybe bodiless hair. Mm-hmm. Well, we brought this topic up when my Nana was in town for Christmas, and you brought it to my attention that Nana has had all sorts of hairstyles.
Oh boy.
I think that was their time.
She's had
even
red hair. Oh yeah. She wore wigs. Mm-hmm. She had like a little bit of everything. I don't remember her when a really, really tight perm, but maybe she did.
Didn't you have one?
She gave me a perm. Oh, it's terrible. If I had the guts without being scarred to put it out on social media, it would probably be one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
Have I seen it?
Oh, Sydney, it's embarrassing. She turned me into a mushroom. A mushroom head.
Why are you keeping this from us?
I also have my little cat eye glasses on.
You're probably cute.
No, it wasn't. Because I had like third grade teeth.
Yeah. You know? As we all did.
And my face looks like I smelled something really awful.
You smelled your perm?
Probably. But I just remember my mom doing that to me the night before school pictures. You never do anything like that the night before.
Oh, gosh. That's great. You have to post it. You have to at least show your own daughter.
Oh, gosh. That means I have to go back in therapy. It's expensive. It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you by Merle Norman at Polaris.
Why did I say it like Sid?
Sid. Usually I'm in trouble if you say it that way.
I know, but not this case.
Oh, good.
What I'm going to try to do right now is take us all on a little mental journey. Who better than someone mental to take you on one? But they actually talk to neurologists to get tips on how you can sharpen your mind right now during downtime. Mm-hmm. Because some people are, you know, by yourself a lot, don't have a lot of activities to attend to. So what can you do? What can you do to keep yourself sharp? Well, one thing they say, you probably even know some of these tips without me having to say it. Mm-hmm. But the first tip is to unplug. They say are so flooded with information and this and that, and it becomes stressful. And so they say the best thing to do is to put down all your different items. You know, we're going to put down our media, our mobile phones, our laptops, turn off the streaming for a wee bit.
Except your Sean and Sid podcast.
Okay, yes, make sure you don't get rid of us. Anyway, meditate if you're good at that, or spend some quality time with someone in your home. Just, you know, unplug. Mm-hmm. Get your noses out of your phone. Now, that's one thing I noticed. We were all watching TV. Mm-hmm. I think we were all in the family room. It was you and Graham, Debbie and Brandon, Nana and me. Nana and I were playing Wordscapes. You guys were searching through social media and news feeds, and not one of us was looking at each other or talking.
Yeah. Maybe we were exhausted from the holiday. We're pretty good about like dinners and things, and we love game time. Like, we're not really on our phones.
Yeah, but it struck me as weird that all of us had it. Yeah.
I agree.
Foster the social connections you have. They say you got to believe in the power of social connections just for your own physical health. So make an attempt to actually, even if it's virtually, mm-hmm. hang out with mm-hmm. some people who are special for you. And then pick up a new or an old hobby. That's another way to keep your mind alert, is brain games. Maybe you've noticed how much an impact Wordscapes has on me.
I get very frustrated with Wordscapes.
But they say find a good time to just use your time better. Mm-hmm. And get away. Yes, it's fun to sit there and watch your TV series, you know, and to stream from one thing to another. But they say you need to take advantage of this time, like people have never had time like this, mm-hmm. and take up a hobby. learn something new, whether it's painting or, you know, guitar. You've always wanted calligraphy or whatever. This is the time to do it. And you got to hold yourself to it. You know, it can't just be a one and out thing. But they say if you end up doing this, you take some of these tips to heart, you will end up sharpening your mind.
I need that.
But then I'm afraid you won't want to listen to us anymore. We'll be so beneath you. You'll be so smart.
Don't get too sharp out there.
That's right. We like you just the way you are. Hey, if you want to find out more about what's going on in our world day to day, well, go to our website.
You can go to our website, seanandsid.com. We are also on Instagram. Always appreciate your follows. Our followers are creeping up. I'm excited. Sean_and_Sid. Go creep on us.
Yes, please creep. One and all, please come. What are you thinking?
Maybe not.
We love your support. And obviously, too, we love the fact that you listen to us. So you have a wonderful week. We'll see you back here next week.
We appreciate you.